Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome once again to the Grand Slam Podcast, episode 35. I am your host, Moneymaker Chris, and joined as always by Mr. Jay Giles. Jay, how you doing tonight?
Doing good. Doing good. Happy to be here.
Yes, happy to be here. A lot of topics to discuss here tonight. You ready to get started, man?
I am.
All right, so we'll get started with the World Series that wrapped up a couple of weeks ago. Congrats goes out to the Los Angeles Dodgers for winning the World Series against Tampa Bay. Their first World Series since 1988. And it was a very exciting World Series because we've talked about it many times on here. They've had great teams over the years, great regular season, and they get to the postseason. And that same success hasn't transferred over. But this year, you know, shortened season and all, everything seemed to come into place for them. And they ultimately won the World Series. And I believe it was six games, ultimately. Yep. And how do you feel about this World Series overall? How do you feel about it?
I was impressed. I mean, it was funny because, you know, we talked about it. I can't remember if we said it on the show or if we were just talking about it, that it's kind of funny, like, you have two sports where, you know, a team from one particular place is versus a team from another particular place in the same state. And it's like,
very interesting.
And, I mean, you got to give credit to the Rays because, I mean, for one, they did kind of have the Dodgers kind of on the ropes a little bit.
They did.
And everything. But, and the fact that they did it with a roster that is made up of just kind of role players, really, when you think about it. I mean, not too many name players on that team.
No, not
and
at all.
And the salary for that team is even lower than what it was for the Marlins when they won their first World Series and everything. Mm-hmm. So, it goes to show, like, you know, you don't need a big, you know, salary, you know, team or whatnot. Where you paying, you got X amount of money. If you just got the right players and that can, you know, get the job done. Because, yeah, I kind of started leaning towards the Rays and everything. Even though, you know, my original pick was, like, the Braves. I mean, of course, I was always joking about, well, the Marlins get there, you know, whatnot.
Right.
But I was kind of going for the Braves in that regard, but once the Braves, you know, got beat and everything, I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll go with Tampa Bay to see, you know, just to kind of pick. Because, I mean, the Dodgers, they're a great team and everything, but, yeah, I mean, as you know, I just can't root for any LA team. So,
all right. Okay.
I just can't. But yeah, I mean, it was an entertaining World Series. I mean, I didn't look to see, like, exactly what the ratings for, you know, each game or the overall series was. But, I mean, they were really good games and compelling games. It sucks that, you know, couldn't have fans there. But, of course, it's not their fault. Yeah, but overall, I thought it was a very entertaining World Series. And, I mean, Clayton Kershaw, he, you know, got that monkey off his back, basically. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to mention him. I mean, he, you know, we've talked about him on here before about having his postseason struggles, and he did good in this series. I mean, he pitched the first game, he went six innings, had eight strikeouts, and then he pitched in, I believe it was game five. He put like 5 2 innings and six strikeouts. So both games, he picked up a couple of wins in this series. So I was very happy for him to finally get, like you said, get that monkey off his back and kind of get over that, you know, playoff, you know, issue that, you know, he's just been, you know, plaguing him for the majority of his career.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was so, like I said, I enjoyed this one overall, but a couple things. One, in the final game for Tampa Bay Rays, the manager, Kevin Cash, he pulled the pitcher, Blake Snell, in that game after he was doing really, really good. And he was not happy at all about that. And I think that killed a lot of their momentum during that game, too. Now, if you would have been the manager, would you have pulled him or would you have kept him in? Because you know how, you know, guys, if they're in a groove and everything, I know, you know, I don't care what, like, you know, analytics and stuff may say, but if a guy's out there still going strong and he's in a groove, I'd leave him in there. Don't, you know, don't kill his momentum. Would you have pulled him or no?
To quote a philosopher of our times, Kendrick Lamar, don't kill my vibe. He shouldn't have pulled this man. This man was having a great game. If I think what he should have did was you keep him in there as long as possible. Get him, if you can get him to the ninth inning or whatnot, and you know, you just kind of pay attention to him. Okay, if he's starting to kind of, you know, give up, not necessarily hits, but if guys are connecting with the ball more so than what it was, then you pull him out and then you let your closer come in and close it out. But to pull him that early in the game when he was in a groove like that, no, you don't do that. And you know, like, you know, in sports they always say, ride the hot hand. You know, you ride the hot hand until you can't ride it no more. Right, so yeah, he kind of managed himself out of that game, and like you said, it killed their momentum because they were really feeding off of his pitching, to be honest. And after that, that's when, like, the tide changed, and he was clearly pissed in the dugout and everything, rightfully so. That was one of the contributing factors of the Rays losing this series.
Yeah, it really was. Like I said, they're going to look back, you know, years later, and they're going to be like, they're going to regret that. Like I said, that was a moment where, you know, we could have ultimately, you know, came back and won this series. But you can't, you know, go. I know a lot of people, they go off of analytics and stuff. You know, you should have pulled him and everything. But no, if he's going and he's cooking and he's, you know, still pitching good and he still feels strong enough, his arm is still holding up really good, you leave the guy in there. You roll with him, man.
Exactly.
And also, too, we got that crazy walk-off single play by the Rays when they won that game 8-7. Did you see that crazy play that they had, that walk-off single?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that one?
It's one of them freak anomaly type things. It's like, huh, how the hell did that happen?
Right. You know?
So, yeah, it's like I said, it's one of the things that happens in sports or whatnot. Just be like, how exactly did that happen?
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, the guy missed the ball in the outfield, and the guy missed the ball at the plate, and I'm just like, wow. It's just like, oh, you're sitting there like, oh my God, like, how did this happen? It's one of those, like, say, surreal things that you can't really explain it, but, you know, you just had to just witness, you witness it with your own eyes. You're like, wow, this is awesome. One of those great sports moments that people will be talking about, like I said, for years to come.
I'm pretty sure somewhere Bill Buckner was like, I know that feeling.
Oh, I know that feeling. Now that was me.
I know that feeling, kid. You know.
Yeah, exactly. I feel your pain. I feel your pain, man. I feel your pain. Our World Series MVP was Corey Seager. He batted 400 with 2 home runs, 5 RBIs. I thought it should have went to Mookie Betts. I thought Mookie Betts was a little better in this series, to me, anyway. Yeah. I mean, defensive plays, and he had a couple of key home runs. You seemed like he was that spark for them, but were you okay with Corey winning it, or do you think Mookie or somebody else should have won the MVP?
No, I think it should have went to Mookie. I mean, it's almost like Andre Iguodala winning the MVP for the Golden State Warriors. Like, really? But
I know, right? Like, come on now.
But I guess it's not all about who really is the MVP or whatnot, so. But I do. I feel like it should have been Mookie because I feel like the team identity kind of leaned more with Mookie. And it's funny how he's like, you know, the second famous Mookie because of the fact that, you know, Spike Lee named and Do the Right Thing was Mookie. And he wore Jackie Robinson's Dodgers jersey in the movie. So
Go figure that. That's right. Very true. So very true, man. Very true. But yeah, I think it should definitely went to him. But I mean, he's so cool for Corey if he got it. That's no issues there. But Magic Johnson, I mean, he does it with the Lakers winning the championship. He did it when he was working with the Sparks winning the championship. Now he does it with the Dodgers. How do you feel about that?
It's crazy how he has been able to do this. And
mm-hmm.
just, I mean, we always joked about, you know, Magic's daughters, but in a way, they kind of is. I mean, his daughter. But what was interesting about it, too, is that they don't talk about him as much as far as with the Dodgers and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you know, you know, that he's a part of the management team and all that type of stuff. Well, not management, but the ownership team, I should say. Like, if you know that, then you know. But I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people who don't know that he is, mm-hmm. and they don't go out of their way to, you know, push his, you know, to kind of make him the face or anything mm-hmm. like that, which is a good thing. So,
yeah, exactly.
But I mean, but you got to give the man credit. He knows where the winners are. So
he really does. He surely does. And I said most people probably think of him more obviously for basketball reasons. But what he's done, like on the, you know, with these teams and done from the business side. I was looking it up too. All the different like businesses and stuff he has. I think he said he had like a record label. And he had like an insurance company. Of course, you know, the movie theaters and did stuff. Starbucks. I mean, all the different businesses and stuff that he had. He's a very sharp businessman, and it's just amazing to see what he's done over the years in his, you know, post career after he's retired and everything.
Yeah, so like I said, gotta give him credit. I mean, he's a very smart businessman. So,
mm-hmm. And we talked about it too, like all fair. Like, you know, next thing you know, you gotta get involved with football. Next thing you know, you're gonna be doing something with the Rams or the Chargers.
Or mess around and he become like a part ownership for one of the XFL teams.
Hey, you never know. I mean, that's the only thing left. You know, get involved with football. I remember him saying like he part of some like soccer team too. He's invested in some of these soccer teams too. So I'm telling you, the man can do it all. Yeah. The man can do it all.
And I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, the fact that he was forced out of the Lakers organization.
Oh God,
I'm not gonna be here.
I won't be here.
Yeah, like I'm taking my talents to the Dodgers. You know,
there you go. And then a couple years after that, lo and behold, you know, they got the World Series.
Yeah, it's funny, Lakers and
it all worked out, man.
And they both win.
Exactly. Lakers got the championship and the Dodgers got the championship. So it's a win-win all across the board for the LA teams. Mm-hmm. Now, I wanted to get into this whole Justin Turner situation. Justin Turner for the Dodgers, third baseman, tested positive for COVID-19, and they ended up pulling him from the game. And then when they were having a celebration and stuff on the field, he came back out there. I think he was out there with his wife and girlfriend, and he was taking a picture with them with the trophy and everything. And part of the time, he didn't have a mask and everything on. And someone wondering, you know, stay or like told him, you know, not to be out there, so they kept him isolated from the team, or some crew saying, like, hey, in the moment, you know, this is the World Series, like, and then him wanting to be out there with the team and everything. So it was a lot of controversy back and forth about how this whole situation was handled with him. How do you feel about how they handled the situation? Do you think he should have been out there, knowing that he had tested positive for COVID?
No, he should have been out there. I mean, okay, if you pull him out the game, that means it's serious, but you allow this man to come back on the field, not only with his family, but to be around the teammates to celebrate. And it's like, really, what are we doing here? Like,
okay. Some of the time without a mask on too.
Yes. So it's like, what exactly are we doing here? Okay. So he tested positive. So that means y'all had to yank him out the game, but we win. Oh, he can come back out, be around everybody. Like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that was a very weird situation how that all came about and everything. I'm like, I mean, I get it to an extent, but like I said, if he's contagious and everything, he's around the team, some of the, you know, the managers and stuff that are older and everything, why would you have him out there and risk him, you know, spreading this, you know, virus to the other teammates and everything?
Makes no sense. No sense at all.
Yeah, that was crazy, man. Unbelievable. But yeah, just but yeah, like I said, congrats to the Dodgers overall for winning the World Series. Anything else on the World Series? Any other thoughts or anything like that?
No, I mean, we were, you know, just fortunate to actually get a season, and it was kind of crazy that, you know, they played the regular season, you know, how they did. And then when it came to the playoffs, they decided to do the bubble, which was like, okay. But, you know, but all in all, it was an entertaining season and everything. And at least with them, they don't have to wait. You know, they don't have a short turnaround like what the NBA is going to have.
Yeah, they're talking about, you know, December 22nd, they're going to be right back playing again. They got the draft coming up, and they said training camp will start probably the first part of December. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, so at least, you know, baseball's the only one that kind of, well, baseball and football to some degree are the only ones who kind of sort of ish was not affected too bad, even though, of course, you know, the Marlins almost ruined
everything for everybody. They ruined it
almost. Yeah, right. But other than that, I mean, it was a very entertaining season, and it was a good playoff season too, and it was an entertaining World Series. So I mean, I don't know when the last time I could actually say that, and I think since we've been doing the show, like I said, the fact that I've been getting more back into baseball and everything like that, very. It's still like baseball, you know, they kind of brought themselves back up again, in a way. Because, I mean, you know, on the show, we've talked about it countless times, like how they need, you know, more faces of the league and everything like that. So, hopefully, going forward, who's ever in the PR, you know, whatnot, they'll be like, okay, maybe we can get behind this person and kind of, you know, run with, because I feel like during the playoffs, I mean, especially like with Mookie Betts, I mean, I feel like he's somebody.
Yeah, he's the guy, kinda, like one of the faces.
Yeah, they could kind of revolve around him, you know, kind of push him as far as a star type player or whatnot, because he has that, you know, personality and everything. So, go ahead.
Yeah, we've talked about that many times on here. Like I said, they need more guys like a Mookie Betts to kind of draw more of a younger audience to the game.
Yeah, so it'd be interesting to see like how they go forward with that, at least.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm thinking too, like I know it's kind of, you know, hard to tell. We don't know how things are gonna go with this, you know, virus and everything. But I'm just very curious, like going into like next season, are we going to see another shortened season? Could we see a full season? I mean, what's it going to... I mean, they got time. Because like I said, they don't start to, like... I mean, usually, like, pitchers and catchers, they normally start in, like, February, and the season starts around, you know, March or April. But I'm very curious to see how things are going to look coming into next season.
Yeah, because it's funny, too, because, you know, going back to earlier this year, they were a days away from starting the season, you know, because we were talking about
it. They had started, you know, spring training and everything. They had started some of the preseason games and everything, and they were just, and like I said, then next thing you know, Corona hit, and they had to shut everything down. So they were like right in the middle of getting ready to get rolling when everything broke down.
Yeah, so that was crazy. So, but
like, it really was.
And then, of course, you know, when they actually did play, because remember in the beginning, it was some blowout games. Like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, you were getting a lot of blowout games, a lot of high-scoring baseball games. And I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, but then that kind of slowed down, and, you know, and then it got more, you know, your traditional, you know, 5-3s and stuff like that, you know, type of game.
Especially for the pitchers and everything. Like I said, they've been going through spring training and everything, and you get your arms and everything going and everything. It probably took them a while to kind of get back into the groove thing, more so than anybody else. Because like I said, you're pitching, you know, you got to make sure your arms right and everything too when you're pitching.
Exactly. So they had to endure a lot. So
they really did. And there was times too we didn't think we were even gonna have a season, because they were debating back and forth, like how many games they should play and the money, and they were, you know, trying to negotiate the best, you know, deal possible to make sure everything was safe and they could get the season going again. We were worried if we were even gonna have any baseball. So for them to actually, you know, settle on a deal, get through the season, crown a champion, that's a huge, huge accomplishment.
Yeah. So
And I'd say minus, you know, like I said, you know, you had the thing with Justin Turner and, of course, the thing with the Marlins, you know, for most part, they didn't really have a whole lot of, you know, cases and stuff, too. That was a good thing, too.
No, unfortunately, like, what's going on with the NFL right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very true. Very, very true. But next topic. I found this very interesting when I found this out. Now, when I first found this out, I was thinking he was getting a job like in the front office and everything. But Tony La Russa is back in baseball, and he's going to be the manager for the Chicago White Sox. Now, they said he hasn't been in the league since, I believe, 2011. When I think he was coaching the managing the Cardinals. So he's a lot older now. He's like in his 70s and everything. The game has changed a lot since the last time he was in the league. But you get a lot of mixed feelings about this, like how he's going to respond to this, you know, younger team, how the game is adapted and everything. I mean, like I said, he has an outstanding record. He was with the Athletics for a long time over there with McGuire and Jose Canseco, and of course he was spending a lot of years with the Cardinals. He actually was the manager. I think he started out his manager career with the White Sox back in the day, but now he's back in the league once again. How do you feel about that?
I mean, he is a name, of course. Mm-hmm. You know, he's had some really good teams. You know, those Athletic teams were really good. Some of those St. Louis Cardinals teams that he managed were good. We had Pujols, you know, and those guys and everything like that. So it will be interesting to see, because it's always interesting, especially when, because we're talking like, what, 9 years since he's.
9 years, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you don't know how that's going to go. I mean, you could. Because we, you know, like in other sports leagues, I mean, look at Jimmy Johnson. You know, he took time off, you know, after he left from Dallas before he went to Miami, and that wasn't such a great experience. Look at Shanahan going from Denver, took some time off of there. He went to, you know, your team, and
oh Lord, you know,
that wasn't so great.
Yes. It wasn't the same
Shanahan
from Denver.
No, but then, I mean, you could get it like, I mean, Joe Gibbs. I mean, you know, when he was there in the beginning, you know, it was really good. He retired, got into racing and everything because he owned the car. Then he came back to him. And, I mean, they wasn't the same level of team what it was during the championship run years, but they were still a competitive team at least.
And the last time they won a playoff game was
with
the coach.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then I mean, look at John Gruden or whatnot. You know,
yeah,
everything. So there are guys. Like I said, I'm just using them as examples. But, I mean, in baseball, I'm trying to think what other managers like took years off and then came back that or whatnot. I mean, Dusty Baker. He's kind of been one that kind of.
Yeah.
Floats in and out, you know, and everything like that. And sometimes he's on a good team, and sometimes he's not such a good team. But
yeah, he's with the Cubs, the Reds, he's with the Nats. Now he's, you know, with the Astros.
Yeah, so. Well, don't forget the Giants. So.
You know, Giants, you get it. Yeah, with the World Series with them. Barry Bonds.
Yep. Yeah, so, I mean, there are some managers, but I guess it all depends on how well the players respond to them is basically what I'm getting at.
Because that's very true.
La Russa is an old school, you know, coach and everything. And it just all depends on like how that team is going to respond to his way of coaching and managing and everything like that. So, I mean, I don't think they could be any worse off than what they are. Not saying that they are a terrible team, but you never know. It just, sometimes you might need somebody like a Tony La Russa, you know, to come in and kind of light a fire under them in the way that he would. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, really.
Yeah, kind of bring that kind of old school mentality. He definitely has the credentials. Like, he's a 3-time World Series champion. He has the third most victories in MLB history with 2,728. So he definitely has the credentials, but like I say, it all depends on how this team adapts to his style of managing. And also, too, how La Russa can adapt to the game. Since, I'd say it's been like 9 years since he's been in the game. He's going to have to make some adaptions as well to kind of fit to where the league is now from the last time he was managing.
True. But one thing about baseball, unlike any other sport, the fundamentals of it has never changed.
That's very true. Very good point. The basic fundamentals of the game are pretty much the same all across the board.
Exactly. So, and plus, I don't think he'll make no boneheaded decisions of, oh, I'm gonna take my hot hand pitcher out the game and you know, too early. You know what? I don't think he'll do nothing like that. But yeah, that's, like I said, that's one thing about baseball, that, you know, this sport's over 200 some years old and is relatively still the same. Yeah, technology has kind of changed, of course, over that time period. But as far as pitching and batting and, you know, strategy wise, it's relatively still the same. So
it is. Like I said, I wish him well. I hope he does good. Like I said, he's 76 years old, so we'll see how it does. It works out with him. Like I said, I wish him all the best.
Yeah, I mean, he was always one of those managers that I always kind of liked or whatnot and everything. You know, because come to think of it, I mean, him, Dusty Baker, what's his name, Joe Torre, Bobby Valentine, you know, guys like them, you know, they were, you know, they come from like a certain era of managing and everything like that. So,
Yeah, we shall see how it works out with the White Sox with him. Yep. All right, next up, MVP finalists for the American League and the National League. I don't think they've named them yet. They literally just named the finalists. For the American League, you got Jose Abreu, DJ LeMahieu from the Yankees, and you got Jose Ramirez from the Indians. LeMahieu, he batted 364, had 10 home runs, 27 RBIs. Abreu, he batted 317. Let me see. And I don't have here you go. Jose Ramirez, he had 17 home runs, 46 RBIs, and 64 hits. So, any thoughts on who would win the AL MVP?
I don't know. It's kind of tough.
Yeah, that really is. And it's interesting, too. They said this is the first time in a long time that Mike Trout hasn't been in the conversation for MVP. Because even if he hasn't won it, he's at least been one of the finalists like the last several years. So, this is the first time he hasn't been in the mix.
I mean, the shortened season didn't do him any favors.
True.
Because I think he's one of those type of players, you know, the long game, you know.
Yes.
And everything. In the shortened season, yeah, that's like, what, half the season, really. So,
half the season, basically, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, he's one of those players. I think the whole entire season is where he really gets kind of wound up and cooking, basically. But, yeah, since this season was short, you know, he didn't get, you know, that groove or anything. Because, I mean, here you're going to have a MVP that's going to have kind of, I don't want to say pedestrian numbers, but, you know, they're not great statistic numbers.
Not the traditional MVP type of numbers that you normally see in a regular 162-game season.
Exactly. So, it's going to be a little weird in that regard and everything. But, I mean, yeah, so. But it is kind of crazy that he wasn't. Because, I mean, I probably have to look to see exactly what his numbers were, just to see what it was. But yeah, I mean, Justin Abreu, LeMahieu, and Jose Ramirez, me personally, I probably would go with Abreu, but that's just me.
Yeah, let me see. I got Trout stats here. He had 17 home runs. He batted 281 with 56 hits.
Okay, so, I mean, he was, I mean,
numbers not bad. That's not bad numbers.
Compared to these guys, I mean, he's right there in the mix, but I guess they just had a little bit better of a season than he did. So,
yeah, I guess so. But, yeah, that's a toss-up. I mean, that can honestly, any one of those guys winning that award.
Yeah.
And over to the, on the National League side, you got Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, and Manny Machado in the mix for MVP. Mookie Betts had 16 home runs, 64 hits, 39 RBIs. Freddie Freeman had 13 home runs, 73 hits, 53 RBIs. And then Manny Machado had 16 home runs, 68 hits to 47 RBIs. I'd love to see Manny get it because I remember him, you know, when he was with the Orioles and everything, and then he's been had a good season with the Padres. But I think this is ultimately going to Mookie Betts.
Yeah, especially the fact that he didn't win the World Series MVP. So I think just because of that, it'll give him the overall season MVP. So.
Yeah, so I think he ultimately wins that. But like I said, I don't know when they're actually announcing it, but we'll definitely, you know, keep track of that and go on our Twitter page or something, probably, you know, tweet out about that, see who actually wins it. But one last thing. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I think because as I'm looking at it, I don't know if we're looking at the same thing, but it says that the MVP will be announced on November 12th.
Oh, okay. For both of them or just announcing one of them?
No, for both.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, because they kind of got the breakdown here. Yeah, that's for the MVP. The Cy Young will be on the 11th. The manager is on the 10th. And the rookie award will be on the 9th. So basically 9, 10, 11, and 12th is.
Yeah, because I know when they give up the award, they spread it out like over, you know, of course, for a week and everything right now. It's the different winners.
So basically, that's next week.
Pretty much, yeah, right around the corner.
Yeah.
Did they list there who's in the running for the Cy Young or anything like that? I don't think DeGrom for the Mets is in the Cy Young race.
Yeah, you got for the AL, you got Shane Bieber from the Indians, Kenta Madada. Kenta.
Kenta.
Kenta, right. From the Twins, and the guy from the Blue Jays, Ryu. That's for the AL, and then from the NL, you got Trevor Bauer, your Darvish, and from the Cubs, and Jacob DeGrom from the Mets. That's for the Cy Young.
Cool. Yes, that's going to be interesting to see who comes out on top in these races next week.
Well, more definitely. So.
And one last thing before we wrap up here. Ryan Ripken, the son of Cal Ripken, signs a minor league deal with the Orioles. He was actually selected back in, I forgot about this, he was selected back in 2014. By the Nationals. He was in their minor league system for a while. And they said he struggled. He had some struggles and everything. He wasn't, you know, really doing that well. He was doing okay, but he wasn't doing as good as they thought he would do. So now he's over there with the Orioles organization. Do you think that'll help him or that'll put more pressure on him? Obviously, you know, living in the, you know, shadow of everything that his father did for the Orioles. Any thoughts on that?
I mean, it's going to be pressure. just because of who his dad is and what his dad did. So yeah, it's definitely pressure on him, and for him to be with the same organization too. So yeah, it's a lot of pressure. Which, I mean, I don't know too many other. I mean, I think I can count on one hand, you know, sons who kind of excelled in baseball and surpassed what their fathers did. I mean,
yes.
You know, Barry,
Ken,
Cal himself. I mean,
Cal, very true. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of just a few. I mean, because you remember Roger Clemens' son, I think he's gotten to baseball. What happened to him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So.
That's very true.
Yeah, try to...
And I think what's his name with the he's with the Blue Jays, Vladimir Guerrero's.
Vlad Jr.
I think he's gonna be a star.
Yeah. So I mean, like I said, it's like basically one hand really that you can.
That's literally one hand. Yeah, you were absolutely right on the money on that one, man.
So,
it's interesting too. He plays first base. He doesn't play like short or third like Ripken plays. So he's a first baseman.
Yeah. So I mean that might work in his favor. But when it comes to like batting, they'll expect. But like, well, your dad was Cal Ripken Jr. You know, you need to hit the ball like your dad, you know, type of crap. You know how.
You can't afford to get hurt or injured or anything like that. You got to play like consecutive games. You got to have that durability.
Like your dad was the Iron Man, you know.
Iron Man, so you got to be Iron Man times 1,000.
Yeah, you gotta live up to that. Oh, better yet, people they want to start talking trash to Cal. Cal, what's going on with your boy? You know,
that's right, exactly. I was like, what's going on? You know, he's not like living up to expectations.
Exactly. So, yeah, like I said, it'd be interesting to see like if he. You know, how well he'll do, whatnot. So.
Yeah, because like I said, the Orioles seem like they like in rebuild mode. They got a lot of young talent over there. So we'll see how he does ultimately if he gets, called up at some point next season, possibly. We'll see. There's something to keep an eye out on. But anything else, Steve? Anything else? World Series? Anything else as we kind of wrap up here for the season?
I mean, do you want to try to make some predictions? About for next year?
Oh yeah, if you want to, yeah, go ahead. I mean, I think Tampa, they're probably gonna definitely come in the next season as one of the favorites. I mean, like I say, hopefully they don't, I mean, like I said, with their payroll and everything, it seems like they're not gonna try to. I mean, they'll probably add to the team, but I don't see them going out there adding a bunch of big names. They may try to tweak things here and there, but I think they're definitely gonna be one of the favorites coming in the next season. I think the Astros, despite everything that they've been through, they still got a very, solid team over there. They're going to be one of the favorites coming in the next season. Depending on what the Nationals do, like I said, they got quite a few people go. Adam Eaton, Michael A. Taylor, Sanchez, one of the pitchers. So they got a lot of holes on that team to fill. But they also got some money, too, though. Spend this offseason, so hopefully they can kind of get back on track. Obviously the Dodgers, they're gonna come back, I think, strong. I think the Braves are gonna come back strong. Yankees, if they can stay healthy with that lineup and all those big boys, exactly. Good and everything, they're gonna be a favorite. We know they're not afraid to go out and spend some money, so they're gonna be a favorite over there. And I like the Padres with Manny and Fernando Tatis Jr. over there. They got a solid squad over there. And if the Angels can get some pitching to go along with Trout and Pujols, who can still play, and Rendon and the guy's name is the Japanese guy. They got pitches and can hit too. I forgot his name. They got him over there too. If they can get some pitching, solid pitching, they can be some contenders too next season.
Okay. I mean, it'll be interesting because, remember the Yankees were looked at as a favorite, but it's that good old injury bug. When you got these.
Like I say, as good as, Judge and those guys, they can't seem to stay healthy, it seems like.
Yeah, these power forwards and tight ends, out here playing baseball, they just can't stay healthy.
Pretty much. Judge, he's like 6'7", like 275, 280, and then Stanton, he's like about 6'5", 260, 272. I'm like, good Lord. Is it tight ends out there playing baseball?
Tight ends and power fours right there.
So. But yeah, there you go. Tight ends and power fours out there playing some baseball for you.
but it's crazy how they just can't stay healthy. So
That's the thing. They cannot stay healthy. Because if they stay healthy, I could definitely see them in the mix for the World Series. They definitely got the lineup. They got the team for it. So just... only thing you worry about them is health.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody else you see? Anybody else you think? Or
I don't know. Maybe you never know. With a full season or whatnot, who knows? Maybe good old Miami might like slither their way.
Hey, you never know. You just never know. Team of no name players, they may end up getting to the World Series next year. Who knows?
Yeah, they damn near win the World Series this year. So it's like,
they were close. They were right in the mix. Exactly. We were joking about it, but they were definitely there. They had their chances.
Exactly. Like I say, what better year than for them to have gone to the World Series and won it than in 2020?
With everything that's gone on this year, that would have been the year, for them to get another World Series. That would have been crazy, man.
Exactly. They would have had, I mean. Shoot, they have two. They would, which is more than some of these teams that are supposed to be some of the best teams around when you think about it.
Exactly. Like I said, we've talked about it on here before. And all those great Braves teams of the 90s and even the early 2000s, they won one World Series, and the Marlins have two.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
And I think they went to what? I think it was like four or five World Series in that time.
Something like that. Yeah, they went to multiple World Series, but they only won one of them.
Yeah. So.
Crazy. I'm not too sure about, like, the free agents for this offseason, like, who's, like, contracts and stuff for that. Because, like I said, in previous years, you know, we had Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, and last year you got Strasburg and Rendon. Like, I can't think of, like, off the top of my head, like, any, like, big-time, like, free agents. I don't know if you know anybody that's going to be, like, available this offseason.
No, but you never know. What could happen?
Yeah, and then trades and stuff too. People can make some trades and stuff too. So it's gonna be an interesting off season. Like I say, who you know lands where, and like what they ultimately decide as far as like how they're gonna come in the next season. They're gonna play a full season, gonna be another shortened season, or how's it gonna play out next season?
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. So anything else?
No, that's it for me.
Yeah. It's been fun. Fun this season. Like I say, we started off like not knowing like when the season was actually gonna start or we were gonna even get a season. But I think we did pretty good. Like I said, we talked about, you know, some of the World Series teams, like the Marlins and with the Red Sox and the Cubs when they won, and then we talked about Maddox and Smoltz and Glavin and, you know, Cal Ripken and the streak. So we had a lot of nice stuff that we were able to kind of get into on the show until we actually got some actual games and stuff to kind of talk about.
Yeah. I mean, that was fun to do, and because of the fact that, I mean, this sport, once again, over 200 years old, you know, whatnot, it's endless stuff to talk about when it comes to baseball, so.
Mm-hmm. And we always, you know, no matter what, you know, what we're talking about on here, you know, talking about teams or players, and we always end up learning something new, like last season and this season, too. Like I said, going on two seasons now, we always, you know, learning something new about the game.
So I mean, that's one of the best things I like about doing this show too. So.
Yeah, same here. All right, so like I said, another season in the book. We've gotten two seasons of Grand Slam podcast in, and any plugs or anything before you get up out of here?
So unfortunately, I had to cancel my Halloween for. October for Movie Talk because of reasons and everything. But I am coming back with new episodes. Matter of fact, I have an episode up before this episode on the network is posted, which is where I decided to make November my Western movie month because I love Western movies, right? So I am kicking that off with the movie called Wild Bill about Wild Bill Hickok, which stars Jeff Bridges. So I'll be talking about that. And then I'm doing the Young Gun movies as well, parts one and two. And because it is a Friday the 13th in this month, and I'm kind of doing this thing where I do like fan commentary tracks where I just basically watch the movie and talk about it, like I'm, you know, and everything like that, and upload it. So I got that episode that I'll be uploading next week too for Friday the 13th. So that's basically what I got going on for Movie Talk this month.
Sounds good, man. I like it. Sounds good to me. And as far as I'm concerned, guys, you can follow me on Twitter at MoneymakerChris, as well as Instagram, DCSportsFan23. Check out my website, thecashinexperience.com. Everything's on there. Blog, products, you name it. Anything that I got going on is on the website at thecashinexperience.com. And also to follow this show's Twitter account at @slam_podcast. You know, since this is the end of the season, if any, you know, news or anything breaks like during the off season, we'll definitely be tweeting out about it on there. So yeah, that's it for me. But, Jay, last words for season two of the Grand Slam podcast.
Another great season, even though it was a shortened season, but we still have fun talking about it. And hope you guys listening enjoyed hearing us talk about it. And we'll be back for a third season of the Grand Slam podcast and everything. So I look forward to that. And go Marlins!
There you go. Go Marlins. Like I said, it's been a whole lot of fun. It's been great on here talking about baseball for another season. And like I said, we'll see you guys next year. Also, to our Instagram page, at the Grand Slam Podcast on Instagram as well. We'll be having stuff on there as well. As always, you guys take care. Be safe out there. And we will see you next season. Peace out.
Peace.